Middlebury, Pennsylvania. Doc, I'm in full agreement with you. In God's name, you're healed. The healing ministry really began in your ministry before now, because if you had not taught me over the years to trust God and be faithful to His promises, I'd be dead from a ruptured aneurysm. It was last August I was told that I'd either be dead or in a coma the rest of my life. Well, I'm sure that doctor meant well. However, within a month I was healed and able to be an example of God's healing power. I thank God for Dr. Scott and his teaching. Well, that's one message. Turn to the book of Galatians. You may think a strange place to go for communion. I taught through this book verse by verse. Galatians 3. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit, now that's life, by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. And I've told you this in the past, and when I went through this book, the Greek word is very precise. It's under something that's falling. It's going to fall. It's a little too cool in here, Turner. Like the guillotine. When released, the curse is falling. That means all your works, all traditional Christianity, all reliance on the flesh, if that's your focus, as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse. And the prepositions there are, we've been allowed to pass out from underneath. The curse fell. We've been allowed to pass out from underneath, the children of faith. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. In other words, He made it possible for us to pass out from underneath, being made a curse for us. It fell on Him. I put this book here and drop this piece of candy here. Gravity brings it down. If the book isn't there, it's a simple illustration, it'd fall on me. It's fallen. That curse was released. In answer to the devil's manipulations, when Adam and Eve were driven from the garden, it's been fallen ever since. There's none of us. The curse has fallen on the earth and on every individual, relying on his works. Christ put himself between us and the curse. Didn't turn the curse around, just let it fall on him. Being made a curse for us. Now, I referred to Isaiah, the great atonement passage in the Old Testament, and I would point you to the Ark of the Covenant, which was inside the tabernacle in the Holy of Holies, where the high priest would go with the shed blood every year on the Day of Atonement that is almost upon us on the Jewish calendar this year. the top of that Ark of the Covenant, lifted once by some foolish people, and God killed 50,000 people in the city. Between God's standard and the representative of the people was what the word is, kapareth, covering atonement, what we call the mercy seat. Solid gold. It kept the curse. It was between the curse and the believer represented by the high priest. That's what Jesus became. The curse fell on him. We can pass out from underneath. That's what faith does for us. Curse fell on him. Isaiah, which I referenced, names that curse in two parts. I already referenced it in the previous hour. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, peace being cessation of againstness, God not against us anymore, the chastisement of our peace was laid on him. That's part of it. And with his stripes, we are healed. Two things, as with all atonement pictures. Two things taken care of that were part of the curse. Sickness and incapacity to go God's way, thus sin, hamartia, fallen short. A condition of alienation, so far removed from God's standard, we had to have sins of ignorance covered. Then we didn't know about. Curse falling, sinning people, sick people, laid on him. I repeat what I said the other night. At the Passover, the type of what Jesus did, they put blood on the door to avoid the death as a type of the shed blood of the Lamb that escapes the avenging angel, death for sin. But they ate the roasted lamb for strength, in haste, with sandals on their feet. And despite what Cecil B. DeMille pictured in the Ten Commandments, Psalms 105 said they went forth out of Egypt and there was not a feeble one in their midst. God healed them that night physically, as well as sparing their lives with the blood on the door. When the serpent's raised in the wilderness, they're spiritually restored, and they're healed. When the silver half shekel is given as redemption money by the adult males in the tribe, it gives them standing before God, sins covered, matching the silver half shekel in the tabernacle. But it's also done that there be no plague come nigh their dwelling. And I repeat in Isaiah, not just the sins. With his stripes you were healed. And it's in a future tense when Isaiah says it. With his stripes ye are healed. Go to 1 Peter, though. And Peter's looking back. 2nd chapter, 21st verse. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body. And by the way, I go back to Galatians for a minute. When it says, Christ hath redeemed us, or let us pass out from underneath, being made a curse for us. Remember in Romans 1:3, when it talks about Jesus being made of the seed of David, when I taught that lesson, remember that? And Paul deliberately used a word that was not the normal word for beget or earthly birth, where male semen and female egg join and produce natural birth. He used the word made rather than born. Same words used here. Made the curse for us. The same God who made him of the seed of David and did it through the Holy Spirit without a man participating in normal begetting, made him a curse for us. Same hand of God. A miraculous creative act. And this one made suffered for us who, verse 24, his own self bare our sins. Everybody agrees with that. And they remember that as we go to the table of the Lord. But he goes on to say, by whose stripes, past tense, because he's looking back. Isaiah was looking forward. By whose stripes ye were healed. That word healed, don't try to spiritualize it for me. By whose stripes ye were healed. Iapathy. Well, I brought the Theological Dictionary of the New Testament along tonight. I could tell you, but it's better to just read it out of this marvelous tome. Iaomai, to heal. That's the verb. Iasis, healing. Iama, healing. Iatros, what they call Jesus, healer. In every case, physical healing. Healing, miracles, and healing of sickness. Peter's not just spiritualizing here and getting some kind of beauty of parallel phrases. He is incorporating what all the images of the atonement work bring in, who his own self bare our sins in his own body, by whose stripes, past tense, just as my sins were carried away 2,000 years ago and by faith I appropriated to me and pass out from underneath the curse, my sickness and yours was laid on him and we were healed over 2,000 years ago and by faith appropriation walk out from underneath that part of the curse. That's why there's two elements at this table and I'm doing them in the order of Peter tonight. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body. Hundreds of times I have told you, when Paul led them in this wondrous memorial supper, he said, eat and drink, and do it in a way that is not adjudged unworthily. He didn't say unworthy, he said unworthily, an adverb which identifies the manner of partaking. You can only partake unworthily when you eat and drink, not discerning the Lord's body, and that's why I teach. Failing to see what these elements represent. They are but symbols, but through these symbols, our mind is brought into focus and faith is released to claim what these symbols typify as we remember what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. To bear our sins in His body. Unworthy people can partake worthily. We're all unworthy. And unworthy people can partake unworthily. But we unworthy people can partake worthily when we discern this cup symbolizes His life contained in His blood poured out as He bore our sins in His body and the curse fell on Him and I, by the act of faith and discerning that, pass out from underneath that curse and I'm made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to His name as we take it together in Jesus' name. Same promise. I partake unworthily if I don't discern what this bread symbolizes. This is the roasted lamb eaten for strength. This is the healing virtue that has become the symbol of medicine. That serpent raised. where they were healed physically as well as restored spiritually. This is the symbol, with his stripes I was healed. I pass out from underneath, and so do you. As we take this bread and worthily partake because we discern, this was his body broken for you and me. And a God who is a healing God removed that curse for those of faith who claim it. And take this bread, and I take it tonight with new meaning. With his stripes. Say it with me. With his stripes. I not am, was healed. All I have to do is claim it. Take it in Jesus' name. And get on the telephone and rejoice with me in his promises.